This is shiur number 7 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. In this shiur, we begin to define the true meaning of the Midah of Bitachon, based on the foundational teachings of the Chazon Ish. But first, to understand Bitachon, we must clarify several vital questions, which we will just begin to address tonight. Does Bitachon mean knowing that whatever happens is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically for your benefit, L'toi Vascha, regardless of whether the result appears good or bad? Does it mean internalizing Gamzu L'Toiva? Does it mean that relying on Hashem allows you to become successful in the specific endeavor you are relying on Him for? Is it a vadai, a certainty, that you will achieve the worldly success you desire through your reliance? All of these questions will be clarified in the upcoming shiurim. In the previous shiur, we discussed the words of the Rabbeinu Yoina, who quoted the pasuk, "V'hu yasher erchosecha," he will straighten your ways. This pasuk implies, and the Rabbeinu Yoina says explicitly, that relying on Hashem brings success to the matter at hand that he's relying on Hashem for. Therefore, we must analyze at great length, does bitachon mean a person can rely on Hashem for a guaranteed good outcome as they perceive it? There's a very famous and important piece from the Chazon Ish. He identifies a ta'us noishenes, a long-standing mistake that has become firmly established in the hearts of many regarding their understanding of bitachon. While the term bitachon is used frequently, its true meaning has been mistakenly replaced with the following perceptions. Many believe that a person is obligated to believe that salvation from a their tzara or trouble is guaranteed to come. People mistakenly believe that if an outcome is unclear, it is forbidden to think that the result might not, quote-unquote, be good. They assume that even acknowledging a doubt, a suffix, about a positive future outcome constitutes a lack of midas habitachon. Chazon Ish clarifies that this common misperception is incorrect and is not what bitachon b'Hashem means. The future is hidden from us. Unless a situation is clarified through nevuah, what will happen in the future remains unknown. Only a Navi explicitly promises a good outcome through prophecy is there an obligation to believe those specific words. Without such a promise, there's no obligation to believe the end result will be good in our eyes. In fact, it may not be. Continues the Chazon Ish, we must ask, who can truly know Mishpatei Hashem, Hashem's judgments, or His Gemulois of Yisparach, His rewards? Because the Torah establishes the concept of reward and punishment, Hashem judges every individual based on their actions. It is possible that based on these actions, the way Hashem repays a person will not result in what we perceive as a quote-unquote good outcome. It may be good as a proper judgment, but it may not look or feel good. Consequently, a person cannot rely on a good outcome as a certainty. The Chazon Ish explains that the true definition of bitachon is an emunah, a faith, the knowledge that the knowledge that no occurrence in the world happens just by chance. There's no such thing as happenstance. Everything performed in our world is announced by Hashem first. This means that whatever occurs, whether it's good or whether it's perceived bad, everything is beretzoinoi, by His will, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the following shiurim, we will elaborate and be clarifying all the questions and bringing in from all different sfarim on this subject. Please stay tuned.